doing everything to be happy. We see that our scientists have done marvelous things in discovering so many things. Communications,
transportations,
medical
science,
and all in every thing, from cooking to medical and everything. Very wonderful discoveries they have done. Only to be happy. Also so many bombs, nitrogen bombs, and atom bombs, more than that, and so many another bombs are to be discovered, so that in a moment we can destroy our enemies and we will be happy. Thus we see that anyone in this world wants to be happy. And that happiness should be pure happiness. There should be no suffering, sorrows, and all these things. Right? But we see that we are doing so many things. Our science has progressed so much that in whole world we have come together in a very nearer circle. We can hear from here India, from Australia, from England, France, anywhere. In a moment, we can see here playing anywhere cricket or anything from here. So these discoveries have done wonderful effect to make all the human bodies and all other together. But we see that is a very bad
effect
of this. That we have no love each other in our husband and wife. If there is some love and affection, but for a moment and for self gain, like there is a very beautiful pair, husband and wife. In an accident, if wife is injured and she has burned and some scratches have come here and she cannot work more, then husband will pick up. If husband has no money, he cannot earn money and he cannot give the facilities she wants, then she may can give up. We like dogs, but if dogs bite anyone, himself, to anyone, his master, then he will give up. So, we are seeing that in this world. Or there is some love, but self again is there. Selfness is there. Not pure. And that is why we are not satisfied with that. And that is why so many world wars and everything is going on. At first we should know that who am I? Who is wanting this love and affection or this pleasure of life? This body? We are not this body. We don't want to die, but death is certain. Today, tomorrow, after some years, after 100 years, or 500, or 5,000 years, we will have to give up this body. And everything in this world, everything. What you are collecting in life, lakhs and lakhs, crores of dollars. And everything, even this body, your children, your husbands, your wives, this world, you'll have to give up. You know that we don't want any suffering or any sorrow, but still it will come. Or death is sure to come. But who are I? Who am I? Who is controlling all these things? Why these are going on? Then if we will try to realize all these things, then you will have to take shelter of any realized person who is so near and dear to God. God is so merciful. So merciful. Yeah, he is everywhere. There is no place where he is not. He is on our heart, in his trees, in his all particles of the world. He knows everything. Especially he is so merciful. So if we will pray him that, oh God, I want to know who am I. Why am I unhappy in this world? Why death and birth is going on and suffering and sorrow are coming? He will at once arrange for a very qualified and bona fide person. And he will help us. And he is called Guru. Like Jesus Christ. Like Buddha, you know perhaps. In our country, Ramanuj, Madhvacharya, and though there are so many, they are like gurus. So, then by associating with them, we will know that we are not this physical body. Once upon a time, there was a very beautiful king, powerful king, wanted to control not worldly this world, wanted to control air, water, fire, ether, and all things. But he died. His wife were weeping, lamenting, his inheritance, and all were so much unhappy and weeping bitterly. A saint came. Why you are weeping? Why you are weeping? Because he has gone. Where he has gone? He is lying down here. He is covered with white dress, this cloth. You can talk with him. That, no, he has dead. Oh, what is dead? That his soul has gone. His life has gone. When it will come? Oh, it will never return. So you are waiting for that soul, not for this body? No, we are waiting for that body, that soul, not for this body. Oh, but you know that what has gone from this body? What was his color? How long he was? How fat he was? He was black. Or he was?
White
or golden color?
Have you seen?
What attributes were there? Oh, I have not seen. Oh, you have not seen? You have no relation with that. And still you are weeping for that? And if you are weeping for this body, then body is here. Why you are weeping? So, we should know that we are not this physical body. We are soul. But what is that soul? Part and parcel of that Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has same quality as Krishna, that God has, but in part, not whole. So, we have forgotten him now. And we are taking birth and death, suffering and sorrows. We don't want to be old, but flesh will be
white.
Teeth will go away. We will be so weak. At the age of 100, we cannot walk. And at last we'll have to give this body. It is for all. For trees, creepers, animals, human beings, demigods, for all. So in this human body, we can realize What is that soul? This soul is the part and parcel of that Godhead. And that is why God is the embodiment of happiness, pleasure, prem, love and affection. So we want sukh, we want happiness in this world. But the process are not true, not good. We want to love each other. If we cannot do, we want to love dogs, we want to love anything. But these are all mortal things. We'll have to give up all these things. So we should have love for God. And by this achieving, in human body only, we can do it. We can realize who is God, how He is controlling this whole world. How we have come to this world. He knows everything. And He is causeless merciful. He had descended in this world in the form of His name. And if we chant and pray His mercy, then very easily He will be very merciful to us. And He will connect us to any realized person. And He will give our love and affection to the Lord's feet of Supreme Personality of God very easily. Only we can pray, O God, we are yours. We should have connect any with any relation. As here in this world, there are some relations, wife and husband, son and mother, father and mother, like friends. We can have these relations. Don't think that this relation is mortal. It is transcendental and eternal. We don't know, but He knows. So if we will think that God is like my son, God is my friend, oh friend, like oh beloved, this is most superior than all relations. And if He will chant, then He will be very merciful to us. And we can realize this Him, and we can cross the ocean of death and birth and suffering and sorrows and everything. Gaur Prama. This is the sub and substance. And it is now so late, I think that we should not be late. So one kirtan should be done. Jaya.
It's too late. It's too late. No.
Jai Jai Radha 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 Radha
The lotus feet of my Guru, Nitya Vilas, Vishnu, Vishnu Pas, Krishna Bhakti, Pragyan, Krishna Goswami. And after that, I also humbly showing Ganga Pranam at the lotus feet of my Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after the dance from the marriage. Ante todo, estoy dando. I am very happy to come here in Costa Rica. Not to give anything new, but I have come only to give the same thing for which Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj came to Western countries. Also, I think that Swami Maharaj has not come to this world only to give any new message, but the same message from his Gurudev, Nitya Lila, Pravishtam Vishnu Bhakti Siddhanta, Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, from Rupa Goswami, from originally from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What was the main object of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from to thus this world? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself Krishna, but taking the sweet moods of Radhika and the beauty of Radhika to give this whole world the message of love and affection, this was the object of this coming to this world. In Veda and Upanishads, everywhere it is told that we are part and parcel of Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is Krishna. Unfortunately, we have forgotten our Desh Swarup, Atma Swarup, the serving of God, Supreme Personality of Godhead, and love and affection to Godhead. But that is why we have come, bound by Maya. And Maya is giving us imprisonment and getting sorrows and suffering of the life, oldness and everything. Only to understand that in this world we will not be happy by any material, fulfilling of material desires or collecting so many matters of this world. Only we can be happy in this world and after this world by serving, by chanting, by the remembering of Super Personality of Godhead, that is Krishna. We know that very, very rich persons, all the persons who are president or prime minister of any country, so much opulence, everything. Well, all are happy, unhappy. One day we will be old and death is sure. Then everything will be in this year, in this world. We are very advanced now in material life. From kitchen room to
bathroom,
all things, medical science, communication, transportation, we have invented some wonderful things. We have invented aeroplanes, now which are going like mind. We can, if our mind is somewhat damaged, we can change it by another. If a man is dead, his life can be taken and it can be given to others, those who are blind. If heart is rotten, even heart can also be changed. So So medical science and all these science have developed so much. All these countries, among all the countries, they see that America is head of all this material science and all other things. But is he happy? They are not going there. They are not becoming old. Why they are all quarreling? Why are they making suicides? Why all these things? They have discovered so many atom bombs, nitrogen bombs, and they are going to discover more and more powerful things that in a moment whole world can be
destroyed.
Finished. Why the love and affection between wife and husband? Why the love and affection between father and children? Where is love between one country to another country? Why this visa and all
business?
This system, passport, visa, why ban on coming and going and carrying anything far? So why all these things? Why this material science, advanced in material science, and so many inventions, whole world has come very nearer, very nearer. But in the same time, there are making so many problems and troubles. And what is that? From each heart, love and affection is going on, finishing. And that is why all are unhappy, quarreling themselves. All want to control each other. Now we see that we are not happy in marriage life also, in worldly life also. Why they change? If they have advanced, why they change their wives thrice, fours, at 12 times even, 20 times even? They are not like dogs. Why? We know that all want happiness of life. All want to be some
peaceful.
They want to be peacefully living here and they want to be happiness. But I think no one is happy by this advancement of material science and all these things. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended in this world, the same position was at that time. All were quarreling, so many battles were going in India, everywhere in the whole world. Anyone was not peaceful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world. And he gave a new message to the world to be happy. No. We can know all this by reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gets this philosophy of prem to Srila Rupa Goswami, to Sanatana Goswami, to Raya Ramananda, to Sadhvam Bhattacharya, and to in Varanasi he get to
Prakasananda
Saraswati. Everywhere he went in the forest to Vrindavan, he get this mission to also to even animals like tigers, bears,
elephants,
gandhar, and all. If you want to be happy, have love and affection to Supreme Personality of God. You should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
And you'll be eternally happy. There is no means anyone, any other. Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Rama. Kalabu Nashteva, Nashteva, Nashteva. So we have come to Western countries only to give the same message Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to them. In brief and in a very simple way. Because the message of love and affection is so deep. So we need that first they chant, they should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Simple way we can give this message gracefully, developing the Shraddha to Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, and then Prem. These are the metal Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But prose, not true. Now I'm explaining how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
taught Srila Rupa Goswami this science very, very easily. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born in India, in Bengal, in Mayapur, about 500 some years before. His father was dead in boyhood, and in his boyhood he was very intelligent. He in boyhood established a school, Sanskrit school, and teaching the boys. But after death of his father, he went to Gaya to make some honor for his father there. And there he met with a sannyasi, bhakta, devotee named Ishwarapuri. He meet, he told, in this endless world, pure devotees are life and soul of this world. Today my life is successful by having an association of very real devotee, having prem and tattvagyan. Ishwarapuri, being in the, among the disciplic acharya shrini
category.
Order.
Succession.
In the line. He was in the line of a disciplic acharya line from Brahma to up to this. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj or Guru Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Maharaj and up to this Liya. In this line. He was a strong personality of devotion and love.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at once, being Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and mixed with Radha, but in, to teach us, he surrendered himself. That now I am surrendering you in your lotus feet. I am not myself, but I am now yours. You should tell me what is good for me, that I can be happy forever.
And Señor Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this...
So, here there is a very strong, strong Siddhanta.
Conclusion.
That without Guru, anyone cannot have bhakti. And he cannot know what is bhakti, who am I, why I am suffering so much. Anyone cannot help. So we'll have to take certainly, we will have to surrender and to serve to that Guru. In Gita it has been told. Tad vidhi
pradhanatena pranipraneha sevaya
upadeshante
dehyanana tatvadashana.
A Guru is not a realized soul. If he is not established in bhakti culture, if he has no love and affection for Krishna, if anyone is not observed quietly in doing sankirtan with soul and body, mind and speech, he is not actually Guru. Guru never falls down. Swamiji has never fallen. Any real Guru cannot fall. Only imitation Guru, they may have fallen, they are fallen, and they will fall. But actually a real Guru never falls. He has no attachment, has no charm or any attraction for these worldly things. He has no worldly desire at all. So he is Guru. But anyone, so much attachment for money, woman, wealth, and all his worldly requirements, Actually, he is not a Madhyamadhikari also. He is not a Kanishadhikari also. Now, so many gurus are like this, but they are always falling, realizing this time. So, we should try to go a guru like Ishwar Puribar. Otherwise, if he is not realized soul, if he is not falling truly, and if he has so worldly desires, he cannot help. But if do what? Then he can cheat us. And after that we will see that, oh, he is falling. Or faith will be shaken. Or honor to Guru and honor Parvati will go away. So, we should try to see whether he is Guru or not. So we should try to select like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, select the Guru, Ishwar Puripa. What he was doing? Always chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 24 hours of judging, remembering the pastimes of Krishna, no attachment, worldly attachment, everything, nothing was there. Sometimes, oh Radhika, where you are? Oh Krishna, where you are? Telling like this, falling down on the earth and rolling down on the earth. Weeping so much bitterly, O Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once surrendered himself. In the lotus feet of Ishwar. So we should try to follow this instruction. Mr. Mahaprabhu had nothing, any problem towards his Gurudev. His Gurudev was so bona fide, but if we want to advance and making a guru like that who has no realized soul, no so advanced devotee, then he is bound to fall down, and thus a very big problem will come for us. What to do, where to go? And this will make him worry for whole life. So we should try to see deeply these things and to have any qualified. It has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam and other books, authentic books, that if by any bad luck we have selected any unqualified guru, then that should be given up. Any qualified guru should be taken for
spiritual progress.
We don't want worldly progress, we want spiritual. So if we want to advance our progress in this way, we'll have to select any bona fide, qualified guru. But anyhow it is rare. But Krishna is so merciful, if we will pray him, at once he will manage everything in no very quickly. We at once, when he was initiated, at once he came to be rolling down on the earth. And he decided that I should go to Vrindavan and I should serve Krishna and Radha there. And so by telling Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna He, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Ramanama, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Rama Rama. Forgetting who was he, and always hating him. But Krishna wanted to do something more. So anyhow, he returned to his father and friend, he returned to Mayapur, and he stopped the school. He began to teach the message of Krishna, that we should do kirtan. What is kirtan? The student asked from him, what is it? He told that we should all assemble any place. And we will chant like this, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
They stop their books. Studying everything. Now they were doing this kirtan, Nagar Sankirtan. from one village to another village, from one land to another land. And whole Mayapur became like this. After that, whole India was in the current of this moment. And after that, you are seeing the whole world now easily in this world. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began from there. He told his devotees, go and bake something from door to door. And what is that? You should speak one time, Krishna, Krishna. You should know who is Krishna. You should at least one time you should tell Krishna, Krishna. They went to Jagai Madhai, who was a very great drunkard. He wanted to kill Nityananda Prabhu Haridas Thakur. But by this he was so much affected that he became a pure devotee, getting off all his bad things, wine, wealth, woman, everything. And they become pure devotees. Doing like Hare Krishna. These all things have been written. How he made converted? Jagai Madhavi so much drinker and like a demon. Also he turned whole Bengal like in this movement. He went to Puri.
Translation.
Afterward he defeated so many famous, world famous persons. And at last he decided that I should go in renounce order. He was newly married with a very beautiful girl named Vishnu Priya. He was so beautiful, attractive, and he has so many qualities in her. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in a moment, left his wife, his old mother, and everything in this world. And he then took renunciation order and he went to Puri. And from Puri he went to South India. He had association with Rayaramananda. This Rayaramananda and Mahaprabhu dialogue is certainly a jewel in Chaitanya Chaitanya. And then he came to North India in Vrindavan. And in the time of returning, he went to Prayag and he met Srila Rupa Goswami. And there was some dialogue between them. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught him so many things. I want to give same thing here today. Now time is over. I think that it is a time of aarti here. The time is also going on. So I think that I will request that you should come positively at 5:30. So that I will take some time, the translator will take some time. So it must be for 2 hours. Or likewise. So I want to discuss all these things, Aparup Shiksha, tomorrow at 5:30. Today, Kirtan Sam, you should do.
Given back to all the people. Every country is independent, but always war.
What?
Yes, one is like.
Even today?
Yes. In countries like
Nigeria,
Bolivia,
Portuguese,
they are always having civil wars.
Yeah.
What if you know? Indians are from India.
From India?
Yes, they have. In Panama.
Mango.
What? This is mango.
It's the end of the mango season now. It's finishing.
What there? In Panama. They have big Indian congregation. Shamrani, she went there with Ramesh last time. ISKCON has so many times, they have kicked them, but they have lost faith.
On ISKCON?
Yes, on ISKCON, on sadhus from
India. They have even given them one temple to ISKCON there. They're very well-to-do Indians there.
Salvador.
Saljar.
There were three sisters.
Yes.
Two sisters now.
They still have royal, but they have democracy. King is like
president.
Yes.
No power, sir.
No power.
Thank you. And ask so many questions. Because he had heard some bad thing against the Indies. That is why he was questioning, like,
what's
about omens, freedom of omens, like India is so poor country, they are so much not advanced, they are
backward
yes. In all ways.
Yes.
He was trying to take something from me. Downfall. I asked him, what you mean by downfall? And
yes, they can never understand.
They can never understand. America, I've heard that in whole world their graph is so high
yes.
In suicide, you know?
Suicide.
Why they are?
Because they have no idea what life is meant for.
Yes.
Frustrated.
But India not so, graph is not so high.
No.
Because now it is going on only by associating them.
Yes. If Indians come to America,
they will suicide.
They become bewildered.
One Indian came to New York and his wife left him, divorced, and he went to the temple, New York temple, and he went to the top and he jumped off, committed suicide.
They will not give him newspaper.
What you have said?
Uh-huh.
What you called him yesterday?
Yes.
Let us see what he does.
Yes, so try to know what that he has given us.
Yes. Yeah.
He took in touch. Between what?
Spanish and
the local people were fighting the Americanos who came here.
Gringos.
Yeah. They tried to take over Costa Rica.
North America?
North Americans.
North America?
Yes.
They went everywhere.
The whole world.
Yeah.
But appetite even more.
They take everything with McDonald's and Coca-Cola. All over.
Wow.
They first give Coca-Cola, then McDonald's. That is very bad. Restaurants. But in India they could not enter because all were vegetarian, mostly.
I thought they have a place in Delhi.
Huh?
They have a place in Delhi, don't they?
They
Coca-Cola
have...
was also banned for some time.
From India, eh? They have a place, but they have vegetarian. They must.
There's one restaurant in Santa Cruz near San Francisco. There's one organization called the Hanuman Fellowship Foundation, and they started a restaurant called McDharma's, which is vegetarian restaurant. But they made the name like McDonald's, but they put McDharma, and McDonald's sued them, took them to court, because they didn't want them to use the same name. They're trying to get vegetarian food out. But McDonald's sued them, took them to court, and they won.
Who? McDharma?
McDonald's.
McDonald's won, because they have more money.
So they had to change the name from McDharma's to Dharma.
Oh.
Took the Mick off.
These were devotees?
They're from Hanuman Fellowship Foundation, from Baba Ramdas.
Spain and North Americans.
Yalako country was a Spanish settlement.
Uh-huh. We have no real inhabitants of this place.
By that time, all the Indians would have been mixed up or killed.
Killed?
Only a very few Indians. One boy is coming to the temple.